So producer Ben is not here, but have you ever noticed that he has that one tattoo on his arm of a...
Have you ever noticed the on his leg?
He has on his leg?
Yeah.
My man is tatted to the matted. That's a Philly thing. We say tatted to the matted.
You guys say a lot of weird stuff in Philly. I'm glad you're the only guy I know from there.
Yeah, thank goodness for you, because you would be inundated with some strange slang.
Wait, was I supposed to say something about tattoos? We can start over.
No, it's good. I was saying something about tattoos because I just wanted to relate it to some of these guys at Bombas that I know. Because most of the people that I meet that have tattoos, they have a great story. Like, Ben has a great story about his tattoo. I'm sure he does. And I have heard a great tattoo story from my friends at this company called Bombas. So Bombas started when two guys, Randy and Dave, heard that socks were the number one requested clothing item in homeless shelters. So for every pair of socks that Bombas sells, they donate to those in need, which to me is pretty cool. Now, Dave promised Randy that he would get a Bombas logo tattooed when they donated 1 million pairs of socks. He thought it would take 10 years, but it only took 2.5, and now Dave has a Bombas tattoo and a great story to tell about it. And I'm a Bombas guy myself. I can tell you that much right up front. And anything that has a good cause, I can get behind a little bit more. I'm just on board with what Bombas doing. And I'm telling you, Bombas are the most comfortable socks that I have put on my feet in my lifetime. There's no annoying toe seam, no sock falling down my leg. There's added arch support, and they've solved every annoying sock problem imaginable. So for the best socks in the history of feet, visit bombas.com/Caleb, that's your name, today.
C-A-L-E-B.
And you will get an additional 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Caleb. For 20% off, bombas.com/Caleb.
Just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
It's a hip hop. Hit the hip, hit the hip.
Every day Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself, you know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
Yes.
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 Yes. Finally.
Oh, your S's sound fantastic today.
Finally.
Oh, that's a crippling S.
I was hanging out with some snakes last night.
Jeez Louise, can we turn down this
about
guy's S's?
The people version. You think my S's are too loud?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just S sensitive today.
Yeah. Well,
do you think that could
well,
be?
Well, you're usually sensitive, so it wouldn't surprise me. We have a really, really big and loud and boisterous happy burst today.
Yeah, I think we do. I think that that's a good way to describe it.
It's just so big.
I think that we're finding a star. It's like sitting on top of a galaxy, and you just find a star that's just hatching underneath you, and you just feel that warmth underneath your bottom. And,
yeah,
and we have a star hatching right under us.
It's like Milky Way diarrhea.
It's like eating a Milky Way.
Warmth from the bottom in the outer space.
Experiencing the outer space diarrhea. Our outer space diarrhea in this case is Mike the Bike, who is a budding rap star. And well, let's just say later in this episode, you're going to hear a little bit of Mike the Bike carrying a tune.
Carrying the weight of the show, maybe.
Really? Carrying the weight of the world, Milky Way, galaxy? We can tie this back in a million different ways, but let's hit some topics first.
Well, also on the show today, we have Ariana Grande, we have Iron Maiden, we have Ugly God, we have Drake, and we have your friend Kevin Durant. So, it's a big show. Have I mentioned it's enormous?
That is big. That is big for a Wednesday.
It's probably going to be the same length as normal. All right, here, let's get into it. My name's Caleb Presley.
Yes.
And I like to talk louder to inflect confidence in what I'm about to say.
Yo, you have scissors on your necklace. What's the scissors necklace, bro?
Because your price is way too high. You need to
Cutty.
Ariana Grande's famous friends wished her happy birthday on Twitter yesterday.
Oh my gosh,
that
celebrity.
Was a real headline from Billboard.
That's incredible news.
So, Billboard, if you guys, If you guys have anything that you think is newsworthy, tweet it into Billboard, first of all. Second of all...
Good stuff, though. That's a good headline. I wonder if any other celebrities have had their friends wish them a happy birthday, or if this was exclusive to her, in which case that's why it made headlines.
That's amazing. I mean, think about it. Ellen tweeted her.
Oh, wow.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't know who that
of
is.
Of Disney fame.
Oh, sure.
PETA tweeted her.
PETA.
And I love PETA. I'm a big dog guy.
PETA's.
So they do a lot for dogs. So Ariana Grande is popping. The only thing I'm worried about, Roan, is if they're tweeting her, it brings up two concerns for me. One.
Oh, wow. Multiple concerns.
Do they not have her phone number? Because that would make them probably not real close friends. So are they faking friendships on her? Because that you I want to watch out for my girl Ariana Grande because it was just her birthday. So I had to protect her because she's basically the birthday girl for the rest of the week. You know how girls like their birthdays.
Yeah, I sure do.
The second concern it brings for me, and if that's not the case, and they're half her phone number and they're tweeting her, are her friends attention whores and thirst mongers?
So are you saying that tweeting at Ariana Grande is the new RIP to someone that just died?
If you had that person's phone number and could access them in the afterlife.
Because if you tweet after someone dies a little RIP, that's guaranteed likes. The likes are going to just flow in. So maybe these people are just waiting for these likes to flow in because of Ariana Grande. Maybe they're using her on her birthday. Wouldn't that be ugly if they were doing that?
So are we saying that all of Ariana Grande's friends are either not good enough friends to have her phone number or their attention whores?
I think we've said that.
Guys, Ariana Grande, this is a message to you. We'll be your friends here at Young and Happy. My name's Caleb Presley, and this is my co-host, Roan. And Mike the Bike's in the building as well. If you need three new friends, I'm going to add an additional one for you. Producer Tom's in the house today. So you got four friends here at Young and Happy, Ariana Grande. Happy birthday. Let us be
and we won't
the
even
first
wish
ones
you.
To genuinely wish you a happy birthday.
If you don't want it, we won't even wish you a happy birthday. We'll keep up with the tradition that we have been holding strong with for the first 24-some-odd years of your life. We've been completely ignoring your birthday just to show how good of friends we are to you.
I've always not said that.
Yeah, we are not fake friends, so we are not going to wish you a happy birthday unless that's what you want, new friend Ariana Grande.
Also in the news, a kidnapping suspect was arrested after his buddy posted their Iron Maiden tickets on Facebook. So let me tell you a little bit more about this story.
Can you explain this?
Yeah, so basically what's happened here is this guy was suspected of aggravated kidnapping, which I don't want to talk about a sensitive issue in a bad way. But I don't know what the difference is between kidnapping and aggravated, if it's just like an adjective, like an adverb to describe how. I don't know. Maybe that joke is not funny.
Not a joke. No, it's a legitimate question.
And it actually was.
It's a legitimate question, and I think it's sometimes, like, you can kidnap someone by just, like, not letting them out of the room.
Right.
Like, I think Joe Budden got kidnapped by, Wu-Tang or something like that, because they just wouldn't let him out of the room. It wasn't aggressive. They didn't have him tied up. So maybe this guy was a tire-upper.
Okay. So that's basically what we got. He also had Nazi tattoos. And he was arrested, and the way they found them was his friend, or so-called friend, maybe like Ariana Grande's friends, fake friends, posted their seats on Facebook to his Facebook profile. I was like, yo, check out where me and my guy are sitting at the big Iron Maiden concert coming up. And Iron Maiden, if you're listening and you don't know who that is, it's if you go to H&M, they sell their t-shirts at H&M.
Oh, cool.
It's like an H&M brand, basically.
So they're just taking death metal really literally, just tying people up, kidnapping, possibly murdering.
For sure. And then, I mean, this story makes me think, like, the guy's posting on Facebook. He's going to Iron Maiden concert, and he's got a Nazi tattoo. I'm just doing some math here. He's about 85, 90 years old.
85, 90 years old, and an undercover cop, too. This guy's an 85 to 90-year-old undercover, and he is getting outed by his friend.
Which I thought you had to get off the task force of 52, so congratulations to him. Is there a congratulations in order? We've already accepted a new friend. Should we congratulate?
Maybe a round of applause is in order for this guy. Congratulations.
Say congratulations. Also in the news, and this is our play the music.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Media takeout headline of the day that might not be true, but is good for the show. This one that I think, Roan, I think it's staying more like on the side of being true than not true.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and read it for you, as I always do, as it is displayed on the Media Takeout website.
Include the or the dot, dot, dots.
Okay, if I say dot, 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 that reflects a ellipsis. Here we go. Drake brought Kevin Durant's chick, dot, 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 to the NBA Awards yesterday, dot, dot, dot. Do you think Golden State still be holding practice at his house?
Oh.
Question mark, question mark, question mark. So the story here is Golden State reporter Rosalind Gold Onwood, I think I might have pronounced it correctly at the end, has been, this is also a direct quote, linked to Kevin Durant, according to snitches. She's been dating Durant under the table for a while.
Oh, she's the sideline reporter for
Golden State.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And according to snitches, Kevin Durant and her have been dating for a while. And then last night at the, I guess 2 nights ago when the show comes out, the Drake brought her as his date to the NBA Awards.
Wow, this is duplicitous. This is very sneaky of him.
Yeah, so...
Why would he do that to Kevin Durant?
I don't know. I think,
don't they know that I'm like that one of them follows me on Instagram and one of them follows me on Twitter and they're putting me in the middle of something that's a little bit uncomfortable
for
me?
Wait, so Kevin Durant follows you on Twitter and Drake follows you on Instagram?
Yeah, and now I'm like a stepchild who's caught in the middle of it, getting pulled both ways. I don't like it.
Hopefully you get some good gifts out of it.
I should probably be taken on some kind of vacation or at least get 2 Christmases.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me wonder a couple of things. I mean,
one.
What's this girl doing? She's dating Kevin Durant and Drake. She must be into like polygamists.
Yeah.
She's like a Mormon groupie. And that's an outdated joke because Mormons actually don't practice polygamy anymore. So let's move it over. A lot of Africa does. So
Seventh-day Adventist. An African Seventh-day Adventist, perhaps.
Maybe.
What is she like super successful dudes?
Yeah.
Like, what's her deal? She likes, like, singers and, like, over 6 foot rappers?
Millions of followers, all connected to you.
That is crazy. Maybe she's just trying to, it's not going
to
work.
But to answer the question, do you think, Roan, that Golden State still be holding practice at his house?
You know what? I don't think that they're going to be holding practice at his house anymore, unless they came to grips with it. Was Kevin Durant, last night?
No, he wasn't. Oh, last night at the NBA Awards?
2 nights ago?
Couldn't tell you, but I know that when they were practicing at his house, I'm not sure if Durant was.
Huh.
But also, just like a little geography question here, why does Golden State practice on not only the other side of the country, but not in the country, on the other side of the country, away from from Oakland or San Francisco?
You know, that question lost me. I don't know what you're asking. Mike, could you explain what he just said?
I think he's asking why they practice in Canada when they're based in Oakland.
And not only in Canada, but on the other side of Canada.
Huh.
It's just like a little geography quiz.
That is. I don't know. I guess I failed the geography quiz.
Yeah.
Don't you love to study geography? It's like cool to see where stuff is in the world, huh, Mike?
Yes.
Where's your favorite location? And can you just do it in longitude and latitude, please? Just so I know exactly.
181.232.
All right.
Yeah, it's colder than I thought. I thought you were a warm weather guy. Okay, lastly today, this is news out of the rap world. Ugly God, who is a former guest of the show, well, a great guest of the show, he has dropped and made waves by dropping a diss track. He just made a diss track and he lifted it above his head and he dropped it on himself.
On our bitch asses too.
What do you mean?
He dropped it on us too. We got to hear it.
Yeah, I guess so. He just dropped it on no one was safe from this Ugly God diss record. He just basically just called himself out, dissed himself. This is his own diss track. You want to just go ahead and play?
Yeah, let's play a chunk of it because I enjoy listening to it.
Fuck Ugly God. Ugly God a hoe. Flexing like you got it, bitch, I know your ass is broke. Your network say you got a million, but your ass don't. You a one-hit wonder, bitch, your whole career a joke.
Okay, so that's Ugly God dissing himself. The thing that I like, though, about Mike the Bike as a rapper, Ugly God's good. Nothing against Ugly God. But the thing that I think separates a guy like Mike the Bike is how long do you think that took Ugly God to come up with? And he probably, you know,
years, probably. It's his magnum opus. He's right. Probably been crafting this since he started rapping. He probably has a rhyme book where he's selecting the best and most meaningful rhymes, and he's pushing the cream towards the top. But Mike the Bike just comes out swinging, and he drops something equally potent.
Not to be outdone in the diss rap game, Mike the Bike has formulated his own diss track on himself. Mike the Bike would like to diss himself today on today's Young and Happy.
Wow.
That's my favorite rapper, Mike the Bike.
That's a bold move by Mike the Bike, but it's kind of like in 8 Mile where he's like, I am white, I am a bum, I do live in a trailer with my mom. And so this is kind of Mike's version, like, I am.
I have a question. Is Mike the Bike, by dissing himself today on the show, is he dissing Ugly God's diss of Ugly God?
Yeah, he's out dissing the diss.
So basically, when only Ugly God's like, the only way that I can avoid people making fun of me and dissing me is if I diss myself. And Mike the Bike one-upped them by dissing himself.
He's
therefore,
like, no, I'll
Ugly
diss
God.
Myself. Yeah, he dissed his diss.
And then he dissed himself better. Anyways,
this is more competition. Mike the Bike seems to be a pretty competitive guy, but I think we should get into it.
Hey, producer Ben / Tom.
Spin that shit. To Tim Westwood TV, this is a Young and Happy exclusive, fam. You have to hear this one.
Oh, shit! Fuck Mike the Bike. 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 People call me stupid. People call me dumb. I draw a beard on my face cause I can't grow one. Failed my driving test 3 times. I'm surprised I passed it all. I can't even see the road because my eyes are so small. My toes are too long, my fingers too short. I confuse tennis and golf, but I know they're both sports. I never seen the party, but I talk about it often. Mike the Bike, bitch, I put myself in a coffin.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Damn,
boy, that is offensive. You were over the top.
You're a savage, man.
You were over the line. I learned a lot of things. I was appalled by a lot of things. I'm shaken to my core, Mike.
Mike, this is unbelievable action from you, and I will be talking to our supervisors.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble with yourself, for sure. But there's part of me that admires it. There's part of me that admires what you did.
Really good job.
That you opened up like that. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, sure. So that is Mike the Bike, and as you guys know, we have been encouraging you to leave some kind of lesson for Mike the Bike on our iTunes review. So make sure to drop a 5-star review and leave a little bit of a lesson, a life lesson for Mike, so he can build himself and he can grow and he can get the most out of this internship that he is undergoing.
What kind of lesson would you drop for him if you were going to write one?
Here's a lesson, Mike. Whether you put your shoes on first or your pants on first, you're going to have to face the world. So make sure that the decisions you make in the morning, you'll be able to sleep with at night. Boom, that's a lesson.
See, that's the kind of thing we were just asking for on the iTunes review. Please leave 5 stars to be considered for, and this is what you're going to get. Also, to our last competition winner, your shirt is on the way, a brand new Young and Happy t-shirt. Now, when I say brand new, I don't mean
brand
like...
Brand new like the designs we already have?
No. The other brand new.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like... These are new designs.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Ron.
Cut the fight?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we got a brand new tie-dye for all you music festival goers and hippies out there. If you're into the tie-dye game, boy, oh boy, do we have something for you. And we're going to send to the winner for free. But if you're not the winner, we can't all be winners. That's what I like to call 2017.
Yes.
Everybody's a winner.
Yes.
You can go on BarstoolSports.com. The store.barstoolsports.com, and you'll be able to find under the Young and Happy merch page, or you can just type in search Young and Happy. You will have all our old merch designs, as well as starting Thursday, the tie-dye shirt is dropping.
Holy shit, Thursday's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow, folks, and that means tomorrow morning you should go and get a tie-dye Young and Happy shirt because you want to be the youngest appearing as possible, even if you're old.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to die in the suit and tie. You don't want to die in the tie, so you might as well get some tie-dye in your life.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, you don't want to tie tie in a basketball game because then you have to kiss your cousin and die.
You don't want to die in Thailand, so you might as well get a tie.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. That's today's Young and Happy. Don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And also, Roan has a daughter.
And Caleb hates dogs. Goodbye.
When the day go round, in the middle of the night, but your girl go down, rain come down. Man, lay down. I'm the man 10,000 in the street. I'm the blood, I'm the leaves, I'm the nose, and the sphinx. One friend, we don't go to police. One friend, we don't run, we just roll with the heat. I'm the back of the bus, take a seat, take a ride on the side while we down the street. And the cops don't come for some weeks. No, the cops don't come for some weeks. Riding the drop top, son, why think? Might get JFK'd, open out, I pray. Yes, I ain't no thing to a G. I feel just like Snoop on Andre Day. I run no side of the beach. Run these streets like Ali Dumbaye. I'm Lil Boozy on the beat. Best bet, try not to compete.
When the sun go down, when the day go round,
I'm the man 10,000 in the street, on the blood, on the leaves, on the nose, and the sphinx. One friend, we don't call the police. One friend, we don't run, we just roll with the heat. I'm the back of the bus, take a seat, take a ride on the side while we down the street. And the cops don't come for some weeks, no, the cops don't come for some weeks. Riding the drop top, son, why think? Mike and JFK'd, open night, I pray. It's up, make no thanks to a G. I feel just like Snoop on Andre Day. I run no side of the beach. Run these streets like Ali Dumbaye. I'm Lil Boozy on the beat. Best bet, try not to compete.
When the sun go down, when the day go round, in the middle of the night, bet your girl go down,
but a chest flat, toothpaste spread in the CR, I think it was for Wayne. Can't remember springing far, breaded on the plane. Long flights play on my brain, long nights, long summers we in Spain. Call Color Lane. She get a neck and under covers for the fame. She don't wanna be another, what's her name? Brown skin, blind brain, Etta James. Megan Rain in the club. Don't you dream of how I feel to be in love? What you drinking, need a bus? Don't drown in the brown, just drown in the sand.
When the sun go down, when the J go round, in the middle of the night, but your girl go down, rain come down, to melee down, no.